Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. This COVID-19 school year dragging on. There have been some opportunities, and we're going to talk to a kid today that's making the most of those. Bella Cuellar, a senior at Mercer County High School, a volleyball kid, no volleyball in the fall, but this is a kid that ran cross country and played golf. So you're making the most of your opportunity. So tell us a little bit about deciding to do those two sports.
Yeah, so when we heard that volleyball was getting moved to the spring, we were excited that we were still having a season, but also bummed out that it couldn't be a regular season like in the fall. But then the cross country girls and the golf girls all kind of reached out in like group chats and stuff and said, hey, you're more than welcome to join our sport since it's still on. You know, they were very nice about that. And that's kind of how everyone kind of came to join.
Now, you were a track and field kid before, I know.
Yes.
So probably not a big adjustment for you to run cross country,
no.
But you know, more of a distance issue. What about golf? You ever have any experience with that? And what'd you learn playing the game, or how did you approach that, I guess?
I barely had any experience. I mean, like, I live close to a golf course, but I never really played competitively. So going into it, I had a lot to learn, and so did all the other new girls. But I think that Coach did a really good job on teaching us how, like, the basics first, not rushing us into it. You know, the golf girls also helped us learn the rules along the way. And it was all around, like, such a group effort.
And the other thing that was nice about golf, it was a senior-laden
yeah.
team. So
mm-hmm.
what about, you know, being a part of that? I know the four kids that really led the way for mm-hmm. Mercer County. And then you got to play with them at least
yeah.
this fall. What was that like?
It was really cool. So the seniors that were, like the four seniors, they've been playing for all 4 years. So they really didn't, they were on another level than we were. But then also we had more than, you know, we had like three seniors, I think, join. So having a whole bunch of seniors on the team, girls that have been in your class, you know you can talk to them, you see them every day. That was really nice, you know, other than you didn't have to go out of your way or try to meet new people, but it was girls you were already comfortable with.
All right, so what, I'm just curious, so the development of your golf game this year. So what, like when you start, so give me a 9-hole worst round, if you have that, and a 9-hole best round.
Oh, when I got, so we, in the beginning, we just played circle 10, and I probably circled more than 50% of the holes, you know, or I was close to it. So going from that to, like, you know, high 50s in a real golf meet, you know, I'll take that any day, you know.
Yeah, that's I mean, just playing for the first year,
yeah.
I think you can be happy about that. Something you want to continue to do then? I mean, like after high school?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun, you know. My best friend plays golf, and she's really good at it. And I think it'll be easy for me to, you know, continue because I live so close to a golf course, and now I have golf clubs and all that stuff. So, and it's fun. I'd continue it.
All right, so I know a conditioned athlete, you know, you've played basketball, you run track. Cross country, was that big of a deal adjusting to that? And how did, and I know we're talking to you on Wednesday morning. I think you had a meet last night
yeah.
in Princeville, I mm-hmm. believe. And I saw, was it a personal best
yeah.
for you, I think?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming cross country wasn't that difficult of adjustment for you?
No. So, you know, going from sprinting and, you know, my hardest workouts are like 400s to going, you know, 5 miles a day sometimes. It was kind of like crazy now that I think about it, but going into it, you know, they really did a good job on easing us into it so we didn't get any injuries or anything. So, like, we all started out with a mile a day, then two, then three. And I always say this, but I never thought I'd ever run cross country because I thought the 400 in track was so hard. But, you know, here I am, and I didn't, it's not nearly as, you know, hard as I thought it was, especially with like the team I have.
You ran what time then Tuesday night at Princeville? What
was
the 3 mile course, remember?
24:10, I think.
And that's your best time this year?
Yeah.
So Saturday's the regional at Saukee mm-hmm. in Rock Island, hosted by Alleman. So are you shooting for a time there individually?
I mean, sub 24 would be really nice, but a PR in general, I think, would be good.
So you know, that's the thing we're involved in with the traditional calendar, where you kind of have to pick and choose. Mm-hmm. Do you ever think, well, maybe I should have tried cross country in the fall or
so
not?
Someone actually asked me that last night, and I think, you know, I really like volleyball. I don't think I could have done cross country all 4 years over volleyball or with volleyball because it is a lot of work. But I'm definitely glad I joined senior year. You know, I don't have any regrets about that.
All right. So, you know, it's interesting this year because of the opportunities that kids are getting. So they allow dual participation at Mercer County. Mm-hmm. So you took advantage of cross country and golf. All right. So the modified winter schedule is, and I know the IHSA is supposed to make a final decision on that, I think next week sometime. But basketball season is mm-hmm. supposed to start November 16th. So you're a basketball kid. So all things being equal, let's say there is a basketball season, and hopefully there is. That's three sports. You play volleyball then, which is a spring sport this year. Mm-hmm. That's four. Summer sport, track and field. So
yeah.
I guess if everything happens, that's one of the neat things about this year, that when you reflect back to COVID-19, your senior year, you can say, well, I got to play five sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and you're a cheerleader too, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you get to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, so what about the opportunities that are presenting you this year, and a lot mm-hmm. of kids that maybe wouldn't get to do these extra sports, now they get to do?
Yeah, I think, you know, COVID has brought in obviously a lot of negative things, but one of the positives have definitely been being in new groups, being in new sports, social activities that you never thought you'd be in. So making the most out of, you know, a bad situation.
And I know we caught up with you and Maddie Finch. We saw you over the summer,
yeah.
I think. So, can you reflect back? I know you did some pickup games mm-hmm. where the kids kind of organized the stuff and you had other schools kind of come to town
yeah.
and play. And hopefully it doesn't resort to that in the winter, I guess, this
no.
year, where there actually is an organized IHSA season. But I thought that was a pretty neat story, and that was one of the good things I saw from this pandemic. So mm-hmm. what about the idea behind that and doing that?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was definitely a lot of Maddie's idea. And we were having drills that we had to do for basketball, and we would, like, meet up at the park with the girls from our team. But then we also had girls from other teams that we knew were playing basketball but couldn't really play with anybody else. And so we kind of reached out to people, and we were like, hey, who all wants to play basketball in Aledo that can make it? And we had people who couldn't drive get rides from people who could, and they all tried to make it down. They were all very into it. We all had a really good time, and I think it was a really fun and cool idea.
So did you guys, like, call your own fouls and stuff like that?
Yeah, we were just kind of like, everyone try not to foul, you know, and we kind of messed around with it, obviously, sometimes.
So you settled your own score,
yeah.
basically,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. All right. So did I miss, so cross-country, golf, basketball, volleyball, track and field.
Yeah.
Cheerleader.
Yes.
What else? Did I miss some other? Are you in the band?
No.
Don't do band.
No.
Oh, geez, man. what did I miss? And I know you're, because I interviewed some of the kids, there's a podcasting mm-hmm. club.
Oh, yeah.
You uh-huh. you're involved in that?
Yeah. Well, I was interviewed for the
Oh, you were interviewed
yeah.
for it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because I'm going to be interviewed for that podcast.
Oh,
club,
nice.
So I'm looking forward to it.
yeah.
So what is that it for any other activities? At
you know,
school?
I do like...
That's a lot. Though.
Yeah, I do Key Club, Student Council, part of the FFA, stuff like that.
And, you know, I'm just curious with the emotion of... I know today, as we talk to you, I think is today the final day of the first quarter?
It was a few days. It was last Friday.
Okay, so I know parent-teacher conferences are coming up.
Yeah.
Thursday,
tomorrow.
Friday, which basically coincide with the end of the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So from a student-athlete standpoint, you know, there was some big questions whether we were going to have in-person learning,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
In the summer. There's a question mark in regards to that. And then I know late July is when the IHSA announced, well, we're going to have some of these seasons.
Mm-hmm.
What were your emotions like in all this? Because you dealt with it your junior year,
yeah.
where you missed all of the track season, basically didn't get to do any of your summer mm-hmm. organized stuff through school, and then kind of waiting to see what happens. And now you're still kind of waiting to see what happens with winter sports.
Yeah.
But how did you approach all this? And I guess feeling fortunate mm-hmm. that you've been in class and
yeah.
been able to do some things here, at least so far in the 2020-2021 school
mm-hmm.
year.
Yeah, well, it was definitely hard at first, like right when we got the cancellation, because we did think it was just going to be 2 weeks. We thought we could wait it out. We never really practiced e-learning before because we didn't think we'd really need it. So going all online, it was hard. And it was hard on the teachers, too, because they obviously weren't prepared because they didn't know it was going to happen either. So then they kind of gave us a free pass on that, like helped us as much as they could, but everyone pretty much passed. And then coming into the summer, I was ready to play, have a normal year. I didn't think it was going to affect fall sports at all. And then as it kept getting closer and volleyball got moved back and all this stuff, it became more like shocking to me that it was actually going to be for a long time and was sticking around. So I definitely had to work more on my own this summer because I couldn't really meet up with people. But coming into the school year, I tried to really use that time as an advantage to get my grades up, you know, touch on topics that I was kind of falling behind on and that we couldn't learn during the spring. And it's definitely hard not knowing if we're going to have a sport or not, and then not knowing a definite start time or whatever. And it'd be nice if we got a little bit of advance to, like, know. But, I mean, as long as I have a season, I'm happy.
Yeah. And, you know, you're a kid, and I think the senior group, a lot of your friends and classmates are kind of socially engaged.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not necessarily going to get into the, you know, movements and things you've been involved with, but you've decided to take a stand on certain things with a group of kids. I'm just curious, do you ever feel you take any pushback on any of that? Are you prepared to say that if I'm going to be a part of the process, I got to be prepared to take some, I guess, pushback? How do young kids deal with some of that?
Well, like, for me personally, I've never really been one to be really opinionated. I didn't really care about many topics, especially serious ones like that. I was kind of wishy-washy, you know. But then over quarantine and all this happening, I kind of, all these movements helped me find my voice. And, you know, if you're going to stand up for something, you got to be ready for stuff to happen, people to not be on the same page as you. And that's fine as long as you're not, you know, hurting anybody or doing the same thing back. You just have to be ready.
All right, so what are your future plans? You know yet?
I have applied to a couple colleges, but I'm going to go to a four-year university and probably major in marketing and minor in graphic design.
All right. Well, a lot going on for Isabella Cuellar. And again, taking advantage of all these extra opportunities you get with the modified calendar this year. So basically, if we get all these seasons, you got a five-sport athlete here at Mercer County: cross-country, golf, basketball, volleyball, track, and field. I know we'll see you. Hopefully there's a season, and we're broadcasting a bunch of stuff, and we'll see you out on the basketball court here sometime maybe in November or December. Thanks for stopping in today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And by the way, she has a Mikey O'Brien 1998 Alito Green Dragon sweatshirt on. And by the way, next week we're gonna interview Cora Whitenack, who's a sophomore, and I think she had her best time Tuesday night, but Tatum Taylor's going to do that interview, a classmate of Cora Whitenack. So that'll be next week on the High School Sports Spotlight. I'm Jim Taylor.